Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to uncover the truth that shook the nation? Introducing Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Prepare to be captivated as this groundbreaking documentary pulls back the curtain on the remarkable journey of General Michael Flynn. Join us as we delve into the depths of power, challenging conventional narratives, and confront the very essence of truth itself. Featuring exclusive interviews with influential figures such as Tucker Carlson, Devin Nunes, and the man himself, General Flynn, this film is a riveting exploration of one man's courageous stand against the forces of corruption. Don't miss your chance to witness history unfold on the big screen. Be part of the live screenings happening nationwide and immerse yourselves in the gripping tale of bravery and resilience. And here's the best part. You can even meet General Flynn in person at select screenings. Rub shoulders with a true American hero and gain firsthand insights into the events that shaped our nation's history. Tickets are selling fast, so secure your seats now before they're gone. Visit jeffdornick.com/Flynn to order your tickets and be a part of the unforgettable cinematic experience. Again, that's jeffdornick.com/Flynn.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligent, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Jeff Dornick Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, we are going live every single day at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific time for a brand new episode of the show. We're going live on Rumble, on Getter, on Twitter, all the usual places. But make sure you guys are going over to Rumble and you guys are subscribing. That way you guys are notified every single time that we go live. You're not dependent upon the algorithms to find out whether the Jeff Dornick Show is live or not. Just know, 6 o'clock Eastern. Look up the Jeff Dornick Show on Rumble. Every Thursday is my episode of In the Foxhole with Karen Kingston. Also subscribe to my Substack, jeffdornick.substack.com. And then finally as well, in light of all the craziness going on in our economy, it's clear that the globalists and Joe Biden are trying to intentionally tank the economy. We're seeing inflation out of control, egg shortages, all the craziness. One of the best things that you guys can do is to invest in gold. Go to ourgoldguide.com. Talk to Ira. Find out if investing in gold is right for you. That way you guys can hedge against the inflation and, in my opinion, the coming hyperinflation. So make sure, again, ourgoldguide.com and fill out the form. Let them know that I sent you, and Ira will take great, great care of you. He's got some of the best rates in the entire industry. He's an America First patriot, sources all of his gold right here from the United States. So again, go to ourgoldguide.com and let him know that I sent you, and Ira will take great, great care of you. Okay, without further ado, we're going to bring on our guest for today. We've got Ven Miller joining us. Welcome to the show. Glad we can sit down and we can chat here for a little bit.
Thank you for having me on the show, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's interesting too, because, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about everything, all the craziness going on with Dr. Simone Gold and American Frontline Doctors and all that kind of stuff. And I think for a lot of people, they're watching this from the outside, and it just seems like, okay, this is all a bunch of craziness, chaos. There's personality fights, whatever it is. But I think when you actually dive into it, it's much more kind of clear cut what's going on. And so I want to kind of start off and give you a chance to kind of explain from your perspective, and you're looking at this, what's actually going on here, and why is this such an important issue?
Okay, so this has been ongoing for quite a while. We've stayed silent thus far. This all started actually in September. It started off with when Dr. Gold came out of prison, during that time, Joey Gilbert, who was the chairman of AFLDS, started launching an investigation into how funds were being appropriated within AFLDS. During that time, he saw that there was a lot of misappropriation of funds. They have a disagreement in terms of who knew what, but the ultimate result was that early September, Joey Gilbert sits down with Dr. Gold after she's released from prison and says, look, we got to, you know, clean things up here. There's issues with funds being misappropriated. And at this point, really what happened was Dr. Gold, September 8th is when she started to go scorched earth on Joey Gilbert. It started through press releases that was being released from AFLDS saying that Joey Gilbert is essentially a Michael Avenatti type, a shady attorney that's embezzling money and all that kind of stuff. The way we got involved, so I'm one of the principals at Studio 17. Studio 17 is a full service production and consulting company. We create content for a lot of different groups around the country, including AFLDS. We started working with the AFLDS around, I believe it was June, July of 2022. And so we work with a lot of different companies. We also have an online platform, what we call a network, where we produce multiple TV shows called AmericaHappens.com. When we were brought in by AFLDS to produce content for them, everything was going, you know, really well in the beginning. We actually, I note that the fundraising went up because we're producing an outrageous amount of content. Around a 2.5 month cycle, I think we did over 100 videos, really to raise their profile and to show that, hey, you know, we're like real media guys. Like, we could actually take your thing, you know, take your nonprofit to the next level, which I think, you know, which is what we demonstrated. But then when these accusations start flying, somewhere around late September, early October, Dr. Gold started getting us involved in this mess by saying that we're somehow involved in embezzling money for Joey Gilbert through Studio 17, right? And so she started making these accusations. We heard multiple people through the grapevine tell us that, you know, at places like Reawaken Festival, she was going around telling a lot of the, you know, kind of better known personalities and hosts at the Reawaken Festival that, you know, were embezzling money. And I didn't really appreciate that because it's like, absolutely not true. In fact, I would say that we were undercharging him to a great degree, and I think that's easily trackable. You could Google how much, you know, editorial cost per video, count the number of videos we did, and you arrive at a number that's much higher than what we were actually getting paid, you know. And so this started going on, and again, we decided to remain silent. We knew that there was a court date set for January, which just passed, in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was called in to testify. And I know the other side, Dr. Gold's side, were acting like they wanted to grill me to kind of prove that there has been embezzling and all that stuff. And the funny thing is, after flying all the way to Phoenix and staying there for 2 days, I wasn't even called to the stand. They changed their mind like the last second, which is just crazy, because the court is the proper platform for criminal accusations. And it never made sense to me why this was being done through gossip as opposed to actually in the court of law. I did go to the court hearing. I did read, I heard it firsthand. I have seen judge's decision. And what's really transpired now is that Dr. Simone Gold is just blatantly lying to the media on many levels, right? One thing I would highly encourage a viewer to do, if you go to our AmericaHappens.com platform, check out Blood Money is a podcast we do, Blood Money episode 29, where we dissect a press conference that Dr. Simone Gold did. And, you know, we're like literally pausing every minute or so to basically show receipts as far as the claims that she's making. And what you realize when watching that entire thing is it's a 50-minute piece. It's just like lie after lie after lie after lie, right? More recently, she started to make other claims that, again, it's lie after lie after lie. So that piece that that the viewer might check out, Blood Money episode 29, is actually, it's got an update where we talk about the results of the trial. And now we're working on a part 3 where, again, there was so many lies that she said that we now have to create a third piece to basically go through all these claims that she's making one by one. In terms of the court case that happened, I have a short document here where I repeat phrases that came out of the judge's mouth, right? The judge on multiple occasions called Dr. Gold's accusations ridiculous and that she is ridiculous. He called her absurd, I think, at least three times in the decision. And I highly encourage the viewer to actually download this decision, because this is all kind of hearsay. Everybody's got their opinion on these legal decisions. Actually read the legal decision. You'll see what it says. So he calls her ridiculous multiple times, calls her absurd. And then she's talking about her claims and her what she thinks happened. Calls her improper, calls her not credible. And this is in direct reference to the story that she cooked up, that, you know what, I was running AFLDS the whole time. Joey Gilbert was really not chairman. I was really the person behind the scenes. And he basically flat out told her that she's not credible. The one that's the most dangerous for her, right, is the fact that he wrote that what she did with buying the $3.6 million house using funds from AFLDS, and also investing, she was trying to invest in a nonprofit using for-profit funds. She has talked at length about having clinics and launching this new kind of, medical system called Gold Care. Well, in reference to that, the judge says that is likely illegal, right? And this is where, if you're a lawyer, as Simone Gold claims to be, like, you got to understand the judge is throwing you a bone here, right? Judges, when a judge says it's likely illegal, what he's really telling you, hey, it's illegal, ma'am, but I'm giving you a chance here. Because if he had just said it's illegal and not used the word likely, then he'd be forced to essentially pursue criminal charges, because you can't put, like, hey, you did something illegal in a legal decision and then just it goes away. So he was throwing her a bone here by saying what you did is likely illegal. And that's a key phrase that came out of the judge's mouth. But anyway, that's the kind of broad strokes of all the craziness that's been happening.
Yeah, which it's to me, it's all nuts kind of looking at this, because I don't know how you rationalize, you know, buying, like you said, a $3.6 million home using funds from AFLDS, and then trying to act like, oh yeah, this is just standard procedure, this is what people do. This is the hard part with this whole side of things, is that, you know, a lot of people are giving money to organizations, especially out there fighting for a lot of this, a lot of the craziness that we talk about every day on the show when it comes to COVID and the bioweapon injections and just the whole deal. And so the people want to know that their money's going to the right places, not going to buy people, you know, multi-million-dollar homes. And so from that standpoint, I don't get how anybody could even rationally justify that. Like, what was her rationalization for that sort of thing?
I mean, it's absolutely pathetic and ridiculous. If you look at Blood Money episode 29, she actually says that I wanted to get a $3.6 million house to meet people to tell them about AFLDS. That was literally what you said, to tell them about AFLDS. And in the back of my head, I'm wondering, like, you didn't have a $3.6 million home when you were telling people about AFLDS, and, you know, the organization was raising millions of dollars. So to me, that just smacks of, you know, and again, she's buying luxury cars. She's got three of them. One car is not enough. $50,000 a month, you know, $10,000 for her boyfriend, just as a flat fee as a creative director, which if you spend $10,000 a month on its own, you'd be able to get somebody that's actually qualified to be a creative director. John Strand is not qualified. He used to be an underwear model and a mall cop, and, you know, God bless him. You know, everybody's got to move up in life. But like, when you're talking about $120,000 a year salary, you're talking about hiring somebody that's at least reaching the A-list of creative directors. Now, if you add his credit card charges per month, which I heard is averaging around $15,000 a month, you add that to it, and now you're in that, like, six-figure realm, just credit cards alone. I mean, that is a huge sum of money to pay for somebody that doesn't have the qualifications to actually be a creative director.
Yeah, that doesn't even make any kind of logical, rational sense. Now, you know, it's one of those things too, especially because, you know, when you're talking $120,000, if you're out here where I am in communist California, I mean, if you're living in San Francisco, that's the poverty line. But if you go to another state, I mean, you've got a crap ton of money, you know, coming your way because of how much buying power you now have. And I think that's an important distinction. A lot of people in my circles, they would be like, 120 grand, that's not very much. But it's because it costs $5,000 a month to rent an apartment out here in California. Whereas if you're somewhere else, I mean, that goes a long way. And I think that, you know, people, we need to put that in proper context for certain people, depending on which location you live in.
Yeah. Look, like Florida is not as expensive as California. I mean, unless you're in Naples, Florida, again, they're the ones that decided to move to the Beverly Hills of Florida. Nobody forced them to do this, right? Had I been running the creative department, AFLDS is essentially a media company. They need a warehouse space. It shouldn't have cost them more than maybe $500,000, $1 million. Even if they decide to buy the thing, you'd have, you know, plenty of office space. You just need space to film stuff. That's pretty much the primary source of their revenue, comes from the fact that they produce a lot of media, they have media exposure, and that helps to bring in funds because they're constantly active. In order to do that, you don't go buy a house. It's actually really inconvenient to try to, I mean, you know, it's like shooting stuff in a house versus a proper studio warehouse environment is just not the way you do things.
Yeah. So then with America's frontline doctors, can you explain like what they're actually doing? Because like you said, they're producing a lot of content, they're getting out their media exposure, all that kind of stuff. But what are they doing as an organization, you know, within this whole realm?
Well, they're supposed to be, part of what they're supposed to be doing is launching lawsuits, right? Constantly being active in the courts. And again, you know, you look at a lawsuit of something like this, they average in that, you know, if we're ballparking, we're talking about like $250,000 to $500,000, right? So $3.6 million is like how many lawsuits? It's like you could do quite a number of lawsuits for that amount of money. And that's not what they're doing. And they keep promising all these lawsuits. And you know what it is? It's like sometimes you notice these like nonprofits that pop out. MoveOn.org is a good example, right? MoveOn.org, they're really against the Iraq war and all that stuff. They're going to do X, Y, and Z. They're going to hold them accountable. What really did MoveOn.org do? I mean, at the end of the day, really what they do is they occupy space. There's only a certain amount of fundraising dollars to be had. And when you have these organizations that aren't doing what they're saying they're going to be doing, it's not like there's a huge amount of cash that's not being put on the table. People are literally picking through their couches, sending this money in, and now there's not enough bandwidth for lawsuits because there's like a $3.6 million house, and then she wants another $1.5 million to start clinics and another $50,000 a month. I mean, you look at all that money that's being wasted, and you could actually do some serious lawsuits with some credible lawyers, but that's not what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. And I know that you know because she's the founder of AFLDS. If I understand it correct, right?
Yeah. The founder.
Yeah. And so the hard part in all of this, and I've seen this with other organizations, you know, where a lot of times the founders they'll actually start something and then they kind of use the organization as their piggy bank. And then justify it because of, you know, they have to portray themselves in a particular light or something along those lines. And it never seems to work out for them because they dig their hole, they get in trouble, they spend too much money and all that kind of stuff. But I think the hard part with all of this is I think people right now, and this is nothing about AFLDS, but just in general, a lot of people have been giving a lot of money to different organizations. You know, they've given money for people to fight election fraud, to fight against COVID-19 and the vaccines, to fight, fight against the Democrats, fight against rhinos, fight against, you know, all these different people. And I think, you know, people need to make sure that their money's going to the right places. And I think that that's a lot of the concerns that a lot of people have, you know, for example, like a lot of people, you know, contributed money to, you know, President Trump's because he was saying he was going to fight against election fraud. Where did all that money go? Nobody really knows. There was no results. And so I think that's why I think a lot of people, it's easy to tune these kinds of things out, but these kinds of conversations that we're having are important because we need transparency in our movement when we're talking about where your donated funds are going. Is it actually fighting the good fight, or is it going into people's pocketbooks? And that's always in the back of people's minds when they're giving money to some of these big organizations.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, on that topic of, you know, donating to these organizations, I mean, you have all these people that are desperate, that are, you know, their lives are being torn apart. They're locked down. They're thinking that these COVID vaccines are dangerous. They're hearing all this stuff. And it's really abusing the people's trust to, you know, take that money and not do what it was supposed to be intended. But I think in terms of Dr. Gold, I think you also have this cut, what I call the cancer of celebrity, right? And I speak from experience in terms of having worked in Hollywood for 2.5 decades, and seeing what happens to certain individuals when they get a little bit of celebrity. And I think what's happened here with Dr. Gold is that she started off with the right heart, with the right mindset. And I think this really got to her head. If I could take a moment to read essentially an email that she sent to Joey Gilbert, Pastor Juergen, Sheriff Mac, where she's bold-faced threatening these people. Like, and these are not just like threats of like, you know, I'm going to sue you and stuff. This is threats to destroy their life, their career. If you don't mind, I'd like to read a little bit of this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah. So, all right. So here we go. So she starts this particular, it's just interesting the words she uses. She says, and now heed these further words, right? Which kind of sounds like it's like the 1800s and you're talking to serfs and you're the queen, you know? She says, I will expose each one of you by name and location to the public, exactly like Tucker Carlson exposed the Vanderbilt University Hospital Board of Directors. Just like Vanderbilt reversed course, so too will you resign after I expose you publicly, right? That's just one of the paragraphs. In other paragraphs, she's literally talking about destroying these people's lives. She's talking to Sheriff Mac, Joey Gilbert, and Pastor Juergen saying that you will also harm yourself if you continue down this path. You will harm yourself if you continue down this path. There is nothing you can do to stop me. I will take several actions. I don't need any permission from you, nor can you stop me. And by the way, remember, she's talking to the board right now, which the judge just affirmed is the real folks in charge. So she's telling these people, you know, step down or I am going to cause you harm, right? And then she goes on to say about how I have all the people with me. She's talking about, you know, the audience, the crowd, the press, and that will happily hurt those who hurt me, right? I will, of course, go to all my social media, which I personally own. I will do exactly the same thing Tucker Carlson did in exposing corrupt members of the Vanderbilt University. I am a lioness guarding her cub. Nothing else matters. So that's the way she's seeing this whole situation, is that you stand in your way, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to keep going, by the way. This is the Pastor Juergen, okay? Pastor Juergen, who owns or is the principal of 5 different churches, right? And he's highly respected. I did a lot of research. I wanted to find dirt on Pastor Juergen. I couldn't find any, right? So she says to Pastor Juergen that sadly it will be absurdly easy for the public to believe that the church has been corrupted, right? When you listen to her language, she's very, intentional in saying that Pastor Juergen is a mega church guy, right? And we all know, like, there's a bit of a, you know, kind of a negative spin on these mega churches. You know, there's the media attacks mega church founders and all that. And that's what she's saying here. Like, sadly, it'll be absurdly easy for the public to believe that the church has been corrupted, right? And again, she goes on to say, as heartbreaking as it is, I will not, you know, have a moment of hesitation because I'm the mother lioness and I will not let AFLDS lie. In her mind, AFLDS without her does not exist. One last one, by the way. I'm going to do the Richard Mack one, and then I'll stop with these quotes, right? To Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, she says, you will become the public face of a person who tried to siphon people's money away from their desired purpose. Now, what's important to know is that the judge doesn't agree with her. There was no siphoning of money. So this is like an old threat, right? Then she goes on and she says, your enemies will have a field day with this. Your enemies will have a field day with this. So her goal is not necessarily true. I mean, if you wanted the truth, right, and you think these individuals are stealing money from the company, hire a third-party auditor. That's what you do. That's a course. But that's not what she's doing here. She's like, I'm going to destroy your effing lives, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm going to humiliate you in public. And now to put the kind of nail in the coffin with this topic, she actually went on the Brennan House show yesterday live and revealed all of their phone numbers. So Joey Gilbert's been getting to his private phone number. He's been getting phone calls. I think he was on his 30th phone call that he got today from people essentially that she thinks are her people. The funny thing is a lot of them called him to say good job, you know, so it didn't work to her favor. But nonetheless, she thinks that these kind of terror, like it's Antifa tactics. I'm going to publish your address and we're going to terrorize you. And I just don't understand how it's ethical. I don't even think this sort of behavior is illegal. It's illegal. It's called harassment. It's called intimidation. It's called trespass.
Well, you know, it's even to a certain degree, it's doxing. If you're giving out, you know, private information like that, you know, that's identifiable, yeah. You know, and you know, that's weird. Cause I know Brannon quite well. I actually used to work with him. I used to be on Worldview Weekend and all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting that I'm surprised that he would even go along with that and allow phone numbers to be put out, because I know how careful he is about a lot of those kinds of things. So even from that perspective, it's kind of surprising.
Yeah, that was perplexing to me. I mean, he was trying to be I guess unbiased, because Stu is having Kevin Jenkins, the current chairman of AFLDS, over the oversight committee, on there, and he said that, look, like, since Stu's going to have you on our network, we're having you. I didn't understand the thing about publishing. I mean, imagine, like, if I started publishing your address, your phone number. I mean, that's just not cool in any. I mean, even if Joey Gilbert was, like, convicted of rape or whatever, you still, I mean, that's just not something that you do. Let the law deal with it. Let auditors deal with it. It's just ridiculous, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Again, on that, not to completely belabor the point, but it would be one thing if you were giving the phone number for the organization itself, call mm-hmm. them, let your voices be heard, leave a voicemail, whatever, like that. That's a completely different thing than actually giving out personal information and personal phone numbers for the board members. That is just a completely different thing.
You want to hear something hilarious? Sorry.
Yeah, let's hear it. No, go for it.
The hilarious part of this is then the person doing the interview asks her, so they're like, what's your phone number address, you know? And she literally gave the media at AFLDS.com or .org is the address that she gave. So she wouldn't give her own for people to make calls and inquire and say, hey, tell me the story, Simone. But nonetheless, she's cool with doxing board members.
Yeah, it's nuts, and it's completely, in my opinion, just on that standpoint, it's completely inappropriate, and like you said, probably borderline illegal to be doxing from that standpoint. But so then, you know, moving forward, like where is AFLDS going from here? Because I think that's kind of the question, because obviously they've been kind of embattled in this you know, chaos and feud with Dr. Gold. You know, are they able to kind of turn the corner, and are they moving forward now? Are they still kind of entrenched in all this? Kind of what's going on from that standpoint?
Well, according to the judge's decision, I mean, basically, Simone Gold is fired as of now, because he basically said that the board is actually in charge. You know, your argument's ridiculous and absurd that you have, you know, been on the board this entire time. And so they're really in charge. So I'm pretty sure Dr. Gold is out. I do think this judge was an honorable judge. I do think he was trying his best, right? And that's always the first thing that you hope for. I do think that he probably, this was a one-day hearing, and that's what the viewer needs to understand, is that the goal of this wasn't a competency hearing for the current board, right? The goal of this was whether she's on the board or not, so the board could then move forward, because basically AFLDS has been stuck in the mud for the last 5 months because of the situation. So that was actually resolved, right? That was resolved. They're in charge. And the one thing that I do disagree with this judge, I just don't think he had enough time in one day. Like, you're talking about a one-day hearing, you take out lunch, you take out a lot of the kind of procedural stuff. You're really only talking about 5.5 hours of court time. The goal of this was to determine if she's correct or she's incorrect. And she was determined to be incorrect, that this AFLDS board that's currently the board is actually in charge, right? In that decision, he made a comment saying that, you know, both parties are acting incompetently, and that it seems as though AFLDS has been run by Dr. Gold for the most part since the start, right? And I disagree with that. I disagree with that comment, even though I do think there's an honorable judge. I just don't think he had the bandwidth in one day to adjudicate upon essentially a credibility hearing, a competency hearing, right? That wasn't the purpose of it. I think once the AFLDS 2.0 board actually starts working, what we're going to see is that, frankly, I believe that because of Simone Gold's, attitude, doctors, other doctors have been turned away from AFLDS, and she's become the queen bee at AFLDS. I think there's an opportunity here to now fulfill the true mission of America's frontline doctors. Remember, it's plural. It's not America's frontline doctor. So since we're talking about the doctors, let's bring in these doctors. Let's show all the doctors that are part of this movement. I think the vision of it going forward is that there's going to be multiple doctors like this. It's not going to be focused on one celebrity. We've seen the damage that could be inflicted to a company when somebody goes off on the celebrity tangent. There's a lot of credible doctors out there with huge followings. And I do think the current board of AFLDS is going to embrace that. I actually think that AFLDS 2.0 is going to greatly better 1.0 because we're going to be opening it to a lot of doctors and getting rid of this kind of almost like a monarchy attitude, you know. And when I say monarchy attitude, by the way, take a sec to download these documents that are on AmericaHappens.com. Take a sec to watch Blood Money episode 29, which is also on America Happens. Watch as we go through her claims and dissect it. What you will realize is that Simone Gold genuinely thinks, and remember the comment that I was making where she starts talking like a queen down to the serfs. I mean, that is all over these documents. She talks down to people. She actually thinks that because of whatever recognition she's had these last few years, she's a celebrity, she's better, she could destroy people's lives, she could talk down to them. I mean, literally, she's talking in these paragraphs about you violated the 10th commandment, like telling one of, you know, I think Joey Gilbert, you know. That kind of attitude, superiority complex needs to go away because you can't have a company function. She goes around saying, hey, I do everything. Everything's me. I come up with all the creative ideas. And just not true. I've seen behind the scenes. There's like, you know, this is by committee. There's a lot of creative, incredible people that are motivated that have, you know, taken like these low paying jobs compared to the higher paying jobs because they are like passionate about this, right? And those people come with great ideas. I've seen them. There's pages and pages of emails and texts, and it's just not true. I see AFLDS 2.0 once, you know, breaking from the bondage of Dr. Gold is going to be much better.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. It's gonna be interesting to see the direction that they go. You know, with now that they are separated from Dr. Gold. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because I know for a while it's like all anybody would talk about when it was AFLDS was this feud and this fighting back and forth and who's right, who's wrong, all that kind of stuff. So it will be interesting to see which direction, you know, they go from here because it is important that we are both from a PR standpoint is getting the accurate message out there to the masses through media, through social media, through videos, through all that kind of stuff. It's also important dealing with the lawsuits. There's a lot of important lawsuits that need to be filed. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, as quickly as possible. I'm looking around. I'm interviewing doctors. I'm interviewing people. You know, I've actually got, you know, a nurse that's going to be coming on talking about, you know, the origins that she experienced up in the Pacific Northwest dealing with COVID and all this kind of stuff. There's some legitimate stuff that needs to be dealt with and that not a lot of people are tackling. And that's why an organization like AFLDS is so important.
Yeah, that's why I give a lot of credit to individuals like Thomas Renz, actually Joey Gilbert, too. I mean, these guys are constantly fighting these difficult lawsuits. They've been pioneers in this world. They were taking on these lawsuits. I mean, going forward, you're going to see ads on the air soon where it's like, hey, did you take the COVID shot? You know, class action lawsuit. I mean, it's coming, right? The fact that these guys were doing it when it was such an unpopular thing to do, I give them all the credit in the world. I have a great deal of respect for people that are willing to jump in the fire like that. And then, frankly, that's the reason why I respect Joy Gilbert so much. I mean, Simone Gold's gotten national recognition for jumping in the fire at the time she did. Joey Gilbert was doing the exact same thing. He was doing it in Nevada. You know, he didn't have the, you know, big team, media team that was disseminating all this stuff. But these individuals were doing similar things at similar times. And I have a lot of respect for Dr. Gold and Joey Gilbert for having done what they did when they did it. It's very disappointing to see the path this has gone down. But at the end of the day, these frontline individuals, I mean, much credit to them for having the courage to stand up.
Yeah. Now, can you, just for people that are watching that maybe they're not as familiar, can you talk about some of the accomplishments and some of the things that AFLDS has done, and, you know, with how significant their organization is?
You know, they have, there's a few good things about AFLDS in terms of their organization. Their Citizen Corps, I think, has been very effective in terms of informing people about what's happening on the ground level. That, unfortunately, Citizen Corps has been pretty much uprooted at this point, you know, because some of the key individuals that were the most passionate on the ground did not necessarily go along with Simone, and she's been trying her best to get rid of these individuals. The lawsuits thing, I don't know too much about. I know they've attempted. I know that the impression I got from having spoken with them was that they were not pursuing this necessarily to the best of their capability. Joey Gilbert, I should mention, by the way, when all the shutdowns happened, him and Segal Chadha, attorney Segal Chadha, who also ran for attorney general, actually sued the state of Nevada, got the churches back open, got a lot of these, medications that were trying to, they're trying to remove, like hydroxychloroquine, allowed back in. I've seen those kind of individuals do significant things in terms of fighting the tyranny. I don't know if I could say the same about AFLDS. That might just be because I'm not aware, but as far as I know, they haven't launched many successful lawsuits.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I know it is, especially with lawsuits, it is an uphill battle with the way things are, especially with public perception and who's running the courts and who's running the systems and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it is important that we do understand that. Then, for people that are watching this and they're like, well, how do they get involved now that this is heading into 2.0 and it's, definitely separating from all the craziness and the chaos. But if they're looking at this and like, okay, so now's the time maybe to get involved with AFLDS and support them, what do they do?
Well, the best thing to do right now, and this is simply due to the fact that Simone's still hanging on to the website, even though there should be some kind of transition to the actual board now that she's fired. So normally I would tell you, hey, like email AFLDS, but that's in a bit of a kerfuffle right now. In the interim, what we've done is because Studio 17 also runs AmericaHappens.com, which is an online platform, a lot of the updates, a lot of the things that we're doing are being posted on there. Also, our email address, AmericaHappens@protonmail.com. That's a really good way to get in touch with the AFLDS folks. We'll forward it on to them. Soon we'll have all our email addresses back, but there's been a little bit of what we believe is corporate espionage in terms of that. I mean, I think it actually fits the definition of corporate espionage. And again, we're talking about like crimes. Simone's lucky that like people aren't pursuing these crimes aggressively because they did happen, corporate espionage is a thing, right? But until we get those email addresses back, unfortunately, AmericaHappens@protonmail.com is the best way, but we'll make sure that it's forwarded to all the key principals of AFLDS.
Yeah, definitely. And then I want to give you a chance as well, talk about Studio 17, what you guys are doing over there. I was telling you before we went on, I'm good friends with Mindy Robinson. She's been on the show a bunch of times. She's a crowd favorite for sure. But I know she's working with you. But talk about what you guys are doing over there at Studio 17, because it's pretty cool what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so Studio 7, the reason it's called Studio 17 is actually John 17, 17 from the Bible is we'll sanctify him in truth. And that's the whole goal, that we are a source for truth. That was our initial agenda, and we thought we'd start producing content for others. And then once we started doing that, we're like, look, we should start launching our own shows. We've always wanted to build our own online network. Definitely the networks, the TV networks are collapsing. So that's why you see these AMPs, American Media Periscopes, and Blaze TVs, because that gap will eventually be filled. It's just a matter of time. So seeing, the writing on the walls, we decided to launch America Happens Network with Studio 17 producing most of the content that goes on there. And really, our goal is truth. I mean, I think as far as Studio 17 and America Happens goes, John 17, 17 captures our agenda, which is we will sanctify him in truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah. So, and again, where do they go if they want to tune in or check out any of the shows?
So AmericaHappens.com, just the URL, AmericaHappens.com. We're on Rumble, too. You can check out our channel, AmericaHappens.com, on Rumble. We currently have 7 shows running, including the Blood Money podcast, where we did that was a show we did the exposés of Simone on. We also have 2 shows with Mindy Robinson, Conspiracy Truth. It started off with, being conspiracy theories, but, there's been a big transition. So now it's called Conspiracy Truth. And then we do another show called Dismantling DC again with Mindy Robinson. We do the State National University show with Gianna Michelli. We're Fact Checking the Fact Checker is a comedy show that we're producing a podcast on. I mean, we have about 7 shows right now, but I think by March we'll have about 10, 12 of them. And we're constantly bringing on new talent that's looking for a home, wants to be part of our community.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Sounds good. Hey, Vem, I really appreciate you coming on and kind of breaking it all down. Because again, this is one of those things that I think a lot of people didn't really understand the nuts and the bolts. So it was really good that you came on and explained it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And one thing I could tell the viewers, I mean, you know, whenever I see these court cases happen, it's always being disseminated through the media. Read the actual decision. I highly recommend that you read the decision because you're going to get a bunch of disinformation. Everybody's going to spin it how they want it. Once you read the decision, it's much easier to make your own judgment on really what happened. And this is a pretty easy decision to read. I mean, there's not many fancy Latin words. It's pretty clear cut as far as who was in the right and who was in the wrong.
Yeah, no, definitely. That makes perfect sense. And again, that's going along with one of my main themes, which is always go back to the source, read the source documentation, all that kind of stuff. So it no different in this case. But hey, I really appreciate you coming on. It was great talking to you. We'll have to definitely have you back on again sometime as well.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It was fun. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. And everybody else as well. Make sure that you guys, again, going over there, get in contact with them. I'll put the email address in the show notes that we guys can just click on that. Go right over there. Also, make sure you guys are subscribing to this show, Apple Podcasts and Rumble, the two best places to find the show. Also, jeffdornick.substack.com. And then finally, do not forget to go over to mypillow.com, use code FFN at checkout. You guys will get up to 66% off of anything over there. I highly recommend the moccasins, the slippers. I wear them literally every single day. Literally, I wore them out. So make sure that you guys are going over to mypillow.com. Use code FFN at checkout. You guys will get a massive discount over there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I truly, truly appreciate it. We shall catch you guys next time. Hey guys, this is Jeff Dornick. I just wanted to take a second just to come to you guys and let you guys know about a book that I'm currently writing called Following the Leader. This is a book that will be out hopefully by the end of the year, maybe beginning of 2024. But this is a book where I'm documenting how the intelligence agencies have been working directly with cults like Scientology, you know, people like Charles Manson, people like Jim Jones, even Jeffrey Epstein, and the cult tactics that they've perfected within these groups that they're now using on the masses, now using on you and I and our friends and family and people all over this world. You know, this will answer a lot of the questions about why your friends and family, they see the truth right in front of them, but they just cannot believe what is right in front of their eyes. Well, it's because they've been brainwashed and manipulated by these tactics that they perfected within the cult. So it's so important that we understand not only why this is happening, but how it's happening, what tactics they've perfected, the whole entire process. So go pre-order the book, Following the Leader. Go to jeffdornick.com/store. Pre-order today. All pre-orders will get a signed copy once the book is released. Again, jeffdornick.com/store.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.